From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. You could win a pair of tickets to the 16th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series. This series includes a performance by the Yellow Jackets in Eureka Springs. Sons of Brazil will perform at 21C Hotel in Bentonville, and the Composer's Showcase will be performed at Walton Art Center. The winner will be announced June 13th during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and more information are available at KUAF.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, an update on HIV services in Northwest Arkansas. Christina Carnatz has that story. And Antoinette reviews the music of St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
First, Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas says he will seek re-election in 2 years. The announcement came on the senator's first day back in his Washington office after undergoing emergency heart surgery in April. Doctors in Rogers had diagnosed him with a torn aorta. Senator Bozeman says he's made a good recovery.
Feeling really well. I had a great team of doctors. I've had lots of prayers, lots of support and things, and so because of that, I've taken my time, I've done what the doctors have told me, and so, I've eased back in, and yet now ready to go back to work.
Senator Bozeman was first elected to the Senate in 2010 after representing Arkansas's 3rd District in the House for a decade.
Arkansas-based Tyson Foods is the winner in a bidding war for Hillshire Brands with an offer of $63 per share. Tyson and Pilgrim's Pride had been bidding for the prepared meats company. Tyson announced yesterday it had the winning bid with an offer worth $8.5 billion. Roby Brock with Talk Business and Politics says this will give Tyson even more dominance.
You could say that Tyson Foods is literally the king of the hill. The Springdale-based meat giant has acquired Hillshire Brands, which makes Jimmy Dean sausage and Ballpark Franks, for a staggering $8.5 billion. It is a massive deal that really puts Tyson in a bigger position at the retail end of the food chain, particularly in the breakfast food category, which is a growing food segment. Soon, when you shop at Kroger or Harps after this deal closes, you're likely to be buying more Tyson food products, whether you know it or not.
He says the deal does entail some risk for Tyson Foods.
It's a big, big price tag, and analysts are skeptical that it could weigh down Tyson's earnings, which have returned to profitability in the last couple of years. Tyson says it can squeeze about $300 million a year in efficiencies out of the buyout. Tyson also says it would be willing to issue more shares if necessary to finance the deal. And there could also be some new markets for Tyson pork products, which would have some real upside. It's just kind of unclear right now how big that impact could be. Nonetheless, it is a huge bite to take on, and there's no question that with this deal, Tyson Foods has reasserted its dominance as one of the biggest food players on the planet.
In a statement, Tyson President and CEO Donnie Smith said the acquisition of Hillshire Brands will be a defining moment for the company.
The GOP runoff for the party's candidate for Arkansas Attorney General is today. Leslie Rutledge, a Little Rock attorney and former legal counsel for the Republican National Committee, is facing David Sterling, an attorney from North Little Rock. Polls are open until 7:30 this evening, and you can find where your polling place is by visiting the Arkansas Secretary of State's website at voterview.org.
While one petition has been circulating the state for a potential ballot initiative regarding medical cannabis, another petition drive is underway for a proposed amendment to the Arkansas Constitution to legalize the plant in the state of Arkansas. Robert Reed is the author and sponsor of the Arkansas Hemp and Cannabis Amendment. He says his proposal differs from the Arkansas Medical Cannabis Act.
The medical marijuana issue is strictly a medical cannabis issue, and it's a state statute, and it only covers medical use. Mine is a constitutional amendment that will change the Arkansas Constitution to allow the citizens of Arkansas to grow, produce, manufacture, and sell the cannabis plant and all of its products.
The proposed amendment, which is 6 sentences long, contains language distinguishing between hemp and cannabis. Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel approved the wording of the proposed amendment last week, and Reed says the issue is receiving some support.
The petitions hit the street Saturday morning about 11, and we've already got our first batches waiting for me to pick up that was garnered in Van Buren County over the weekend at the, I believe it was the Shirley Homecoming. But there's already additional social media sites set up supporting it. And our drop-dead date to have them filed, our delivery date is July 7th.
Reed says that gives supporters of the issue fewer than 3 weeks to submit more than 78,000 valid signatures to the Arkansas Secretary of State's office.
On this program in February, we featured the Woodland Junior High Quiz Bowl team as it prepared to head to the Arkansas Governor's Quiz Bowl Association State Championship. Yesterday, the Woodland team took first place in the Junior Nationals Academic Championship in Chicago. The nine-person team bested 25 of the top Quiz Bowl teams in the nation to take the title of National Quiz Bowl Champions.
Beginning today, a new shooting range is open in the Big Piney Ranger District of the Ozark National Forest. Grand opening was held this morning for the Shelton Point Shooting Range near the Deer community in Newton County. According to the Big Piney Ranger District, the shooting range offers a place for enthusiasts to safely practice pistol and rifle shooting, and the site is equipped with covered benches and a 100-yard range. The shooting range, which is located off of Highway 327, was developed through cooperation of the Newton County Sheriff's Office, the Newton County Judge, and the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
Former Razorback gymnast Jamie Pisani is now assistant coach for the Arkansas team. Head coach Mark Cook made the announcement yesterday. She was a 13-time All-American at Arkansas.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals find themselves in an unusual place for this season, in the midst of a winning streak. The Nats defeated the Arkansas Travelers twice in North Little Rock last night to run their current winning streak to 3 games. Northwest Arkansas plays at Arkansas again tonight.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy conditions with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 55 in Northwest Arkansas. There's a slight chance of showers and a low of 59 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies with highs from 81 to 86, and tomorrow night we'll have partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 60s.
Bye.